enough so they can get food what they want.
Okay, so you'd say
the whole what you need.
And you might say, so you had two
troughs.
All right. And then, have they ever had any wild hogs around here?
No, sir. I never know it. Now, they used to run them out in the woods here, but they weren't wild. They'd run them all over a lot of acres, you know, the acorns, and live on them. Get fat on.
Yeah. Now was that
chestnuts?
Now that was that when they still had open range?
Yes. Or? That's what they had to have fences.
How long ago was that, do you recall?
Well, it's been 50, 60 years. And more. Maybe more. I don't know. Not as much. I don't believe it's been as much as 70 years. I remember we used to run our cows out and everything. My daddy didn't have a lot of pasture land. He had a small farm. We run them out and have bells on so you could kind of trace them.
Know where they are.
When
they
went time, yeah, and you got to go 2 or 3 miles sometimes. Uh-huh. I was glad I used to go barefoot and get the cows. I was glad when they changed that law, made them be off fast. Because you knew where they were when you put them in the field.
Yeah. when they fixed a boar to make it a stag, you'd say they did
castrate him or cut him. Okay. A lot of people just use the word cut.
All right. And the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Ball.
And the sound a cow or a calf makes at feeding time.
Ball, generally.
Well, this is a more contented sound I was thinking of.
That's about all I know.
Well, I was wondering if you either use low or moo or something.
Yeah, moo. They could use that. That's what they do, ain't it?
How about the sound the horse makes at feeding time?
The nicker.
And if you're going to give these animals their food, you say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
horses, or cows, or whatever.
Would you use one word for all of them?
No. You could see it going out and feed the livestock.
All right. If you were going to feed the chickens, and let's say you had chickens and ducks or geese, you'd say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
If you had two of the geese and chickens, you'd mention them, or ducks either, I guess. There's very many of them. Now, if you just had one, you feed the chickens.
Okay. Yeah. And then a chicken sitting on an egg is a...
sitting hen or layer.
All right. Yeah. These great big things over here on the road, you said these are chicken... Now, how about the smaller ones that you could pour, that maybe just for the hen and the mother chicks that might have slats on it? Might come
that'd
to
be a roost.
Or a little, yeah, and then the kind of small.
Oh, that'd be a chicken coop.
All right. And the bone, that the chicken bone that kids like to pull apart?
Pulley bone, I think.
Do you remember any superstitions connected with that?
Well, I've heard them say, if you want to get the pulley, you don't want to get the shortened. There's something, I don't know what to do. If I get married quicker or what?
I've heard, let me just ask you about this. I heard this over in Cock County. A woman said that the one who got the short piece got the boy, and the one who got the long piece got the house and the land.
Oh, I never
heard that.
No, but I guess there are lots of things like that happen in different sections, you know.
Now, how about the edible insides of a pig or calf? Kinds of things do you eat?
Well, different things, hams or shoulders or...
I mean insides, you know, like
inside
the ribs.
Ribs, you get ribs.
Underneath the ribs.
Liver and things of that sort.
What about the intestines of a hog?
Well, they're waste, but sometimes people use them to... store sausage in. They wash them and they use them.
Do you ever hear them called anything other than intestines?
Guts.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called chitlins?
Yeah, I heard so chitlins. Little, not much.
What's that?
A chitlin.
But nobody eats those, as you know.
No, 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 no.
And the time when you give the animals their food, you call that?
Feeding time.